Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 21. Welcome to the Fresh Store in Marylebone High Street. I'm very excited to be here, not just because it smells amazing, but we have amazing air conditioning.
The store is aesthetically such a treat. I wish my house looked like this.
Me too. There's just lotions and potions everywhere, and I've been spritzing perfume, applying lotions, creams. I smell great.
I know, and the tiling on the floor. I mean, if you come, that is a reason. But we are here today and we're doing a live recording, which is very exciting indeed. We've got a lovely crowd. Should we crack on? Should we dive straight in? Because I feel like we waffle a lot.
We do waffle a lot, and we've got a strict time limit this week. So I've not put a timer on. I thought that would be too stressful.
Yeah, that might be. The only timer I need is for Love Island.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need to get my timer ready. Right. How have you been this week anyway? What are you up to? Like we don't know.
Well, you know, I've been on holiday.
Really?
I went on holiday, like I was talking about. I went to Mykonos for the first time.
How was it? It does paint the picture of like glow sticks and.
Does it?
Yeah, Mykonos to me.
Does anyone else ever?
Is that not what anybody else thinks of Mykonos? Paint me a nice picture.
I was thinking more Mamma Mia over glow sticks.
Oh, I didn't like Mamma Mia. Which, on paper, I should like Mamma Mia because I like ABBA, Meryl Streep, Colin Firth. I don't know why I didn't like it.
Okay, well, that's fine.
We'll get back to that another day.
I mean, it's not fine, but no, it was beautiful. Food was amazing. We stayed a little bit, I think, near Ornos Beach, which isn't quite the centre. The centre was really lovely, very busy though in the evenings. I compared it to Venice because it felt so bustling and little windy streets and really gorgeous, so lots of whitewashed buildings, lots of like teal and blues, and
the colour palette looks good. How hot was it? I think it's too hot for me.
I mean, it was hot enough that Joe did get a slight pink colouring, a light flush to his chest, face,
oh no.
And arms.
What factor was he wearing?
50. I mean,
was it over 30?
I think 31 on some
days.
Oh
no, absolutely not. Charlotte, not for me.
Like, my hair feels like it's going frizzy just thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I've already got sweaty palms.
What have you been up to this week?
Not a lot. I have just been chilling out at home, which was what I said I was going to do. Like, I'm kind of sick. That sounds a bit entitled, but I just don't want to be here, there and everywhere. I feel like every time I go anywhere, I've got my suitcase and I'm trundling along. So we've been pottering around at home. It's been really nice to get back into a routine. So.
And you've got your hot tub now.
Oh my God, a hot tub. So I told one of my friends and she was like, oh, I didn't have you down as a hot tub kind of person. And I was like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, tell me about a hot tub kind of person.
I feel like I can picture the hot tub person.
Well, I'm a hot tub person.
And it's you.
And it's me. Because I think you said, oh, is it not too hot? But you can actually set the temperature. So
it's not too hot.
Well, in this weather. So I like about 28 degrees, the water. Anywhere between 28 and 32.
I mean, if this was anyone else talking, I'd be like, is this Mariah Carey? I'm doing a guest slot with...
But it's great, and June loves it. She was really scared of it on Sunday. We had the bubbles going, and she just kept bursting into tears. And I was like, oh no, this isn't a family gift. And whereas now she's been in it. We've been in it every day, and she's been in it naked and not pooed in it. So that is a result.
But I'm like, that's two of us, yes.
But she did poo on the back step the other day.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we were just letting her, you know, roam free as nature intended. And my friend was around, and Sorry. I've started, so I will continue. And she just basically had done a number two on the steps, which she's not done in the hot tub, so I'm really pleased about that.
Well, thanks for that. Bowel movements are well and good.
But you have to put chlorine in it like every day. It's maintenance. Oh, now we've got a little...
I mean, that doesn't surprise me after what you've just told me.
And we've got a little sieve and we get all... Oh, not for that! For the grass, because obviously the grass is quite dry at the moment.
Right,
so
okay.
Yeah, it's like Jack's a pool boy, pretty much. His day is spent
maintaining
the hot tub.
Is he spent on, like, a lifeguard's chair?
Yes! Yeah.
Looking over the hot tub.
I look out from my office and there Jack is he's elevated with his, what do they call them? David Hasselhoff inflatable kind
you
of
know,
vibe.
The life boy.
A boy, yeah, that's what Jack's doing. He's getting a visor next week.
Shall we move on to Telly Talk?
I've been watching one thing and I'm so confused I don't know if I can even talk about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so it's called Dietland. Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it, I've not watched it.
So it's on Amazon Prime, which I didn't know I even had access to Amazon Prime, but because I get the delivery, you get the TV.
Oh.
So if anybody gets the delivery, you can get the TV. Everyone's nodding. Everyone else knew this.
It's a bit like booking.com, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it's exactly. Yeah.
It's like a cool website.
So I started watching it last night because I was like, I need to watch something new for the podcast. But I stayed up way past my bedtime and watched four episodes. Because the first episode, my face was just confused and puzzled. And then slowly but surely, like, I'm into it. So I've actually kind of written some notes because I don't know how to explain it.
She's written notes.
So it's based on a novel, which I did know, and they have summarised it as darkly comedic look at the war of the sexes. So the main character is called Plum, and her real name's Joy, and she is basically so fed up with all the different diets she's tried them. She would describe herself as fat, and she is actually trying to lose 15 pounds so that she can have stomach surgery, so she can have a band in her stomach. And she just basically created this really miserable existence, but it just, like, each episode, she works at this magazine, and she works for, actually forgot her name, and she actually writes the letters that the editor gets from teenage girls, and she actually writes the reply. And it's just really, really interesting. Like, I just feel like, I think episode three, I thought I was going to cry, because she ends up speaking to this person, and she's like, can you just remember, like, the last time, or when you were younger, when you ate something, you didn't think about your body shape, but like you just ate something for enjoying it.
Wow.
And yeah. I was just sat there on the settee, like, oh my God. And Jack was like, are you okay? And I was like,
That's powerful. That's one of those lines that you actually think, oh my God, it really makes you think.
And Jack was kind of looking at me, and I was like, not that you're never going to understand, because he has lost weight here and there, but I just kind of, like, from a girl's perspective, it's just...
That pressure is always ingrained
from
such a young age.
So I'm excited to see how it unfolds. I can't say any more. It's quite confusing. There's, like, this whole other plot line going on, and I don't really know what's happening. But if anybody hasn't watched it, I would recommend watching it, because it's got me hooked. I stayed up till 12:30.
Oh, my God, you must have really liked it.
Yeah, really liked it. And then I'm going to go in for the book after that.
Wow. There's a book as well?
Yeah, so it's based on the book. So, yeah, I'll let you know how I get on. I've just got my stopwatch up to do your Love Island Minute, and it's been on for 47 hours.
Wow.
What was I measuring?
How many hours I've actually watched of Love Island, probably.
Before that,
I've got two other things to mention other than Love Island.
Go on.
You'll be massively impressed by. First of all, the Queen trailer for the new film.
I didn't know there was a trailer.
You've not seen the trailer?
I've just seen that image. I've just started shouting. I've only seen the picture of Olivia Colman. There's a trailer.
No, not... The Queen.
The Queen
as in Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Queen. I was thinking after you were talking about that, I was like, I need to tell her about the Queen trailer. Oh, it's because I used to call the Crown the Queen. I was like, the Queen's on, and Jack's like, it's the Crown. Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have seen it.
I thought I'd really got, like, shown you something you hadn't seen that. I was like, yes.
It's amazing.
How, oh my God, so if there's any Queen fan, even if you're not, I feel like even if you're not a Queen fan.
Who isn't? Why wouldn't you be a Queen fan?
I mean, one of my best friends, Daisy, is not a Queen fan.
Why?
I think she's just, I don't know, there's lots of reasons, but she's just not a fan. I think it's a bit too, she doesn't like ABBA either. I think that's the whole kind of, she's lovely. I love her.
Yeah, I met her, I liked her.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a brilliant trailer. Like, I just couldn't go over it.
As soon as I saw the outline of, like, his the vest and his muscles, and then I was like, "That you look like Freddie Mercury from behind."
Oh, it looks like it's going to be amazing. It's not out till November, though, so I won't go on too much. It's a bit like talking about something that no one can
actually see or
watch.
No, I'd like to talk about it every week.
Okay, well, it'll be a week closer, so maybe we should.
We should do a countdown to the Queen and the Crown, which is...
I haven't watched any of that yet.
You've not watched any?
Any.
Oh, okay, please, somebody just say wow. Yeah, so they have now replaced Claire Foy, who was the Queen for the first two series, and now it's Olivia Colman, so it's later on in the Queen's life. But they've just released a picture this week, and she looks amazing, which is why I got confused, because I think the Crown's the Queen.
Yeah, I mean,
easy mistake. What else you got before Love Island?
I watched something I've seen a lot of coverage about. I follow a guy called Scott Bryan on Twitter, who is the BuzzFeed TV editor. He's my favourite person in the
world. Oh, I need to follow him.
He is amazing. It's my dream job after my job. But I also saw Pandora and Dolly talking about it's Nanette by Hannah Gadsby. Oh. She is an Australian comedian. I don't know if anyone's seen this. But it's like a stand-up show. But it touches on a lot of really sensitive issues in her life, and it talks about sexuality and gender and self-deprecation and being sensitive, and it's so amazing. I watched it on the flight home last night, and I didn't know what to expect, but she just tackles all these subjects I feel people find quite difficult to talk about.
Where can I watch this?
It's on Netflix, and it's an hour long, so it's really like digestible. I mean, I could watch it.
Oh, I might watch it on the train home.
It was so good. Like, some things like brought me to tears, and she's really funny, and she's really quick, and it's just a really nice, approachable way of discussing things I think a lot of people can kind of push to one side, or just brilliant, brilliantly done.
Oh, I like an hour one-off.
It was so good. Like, she's just... I feel like she's got loads of other things, but that's the first thing I've watched of hers, and I was just like, wow, she's amazing.
Oh, has she got a back catalogue we can dive into?
I'm not sure. I know she's, like, a very successful...
Oh, okay, we can start... what's the word? Researching her.
Yeah, I mean, this was at the Sydney Opera House, and it sold out by the looks of things, so I feel like she's established.
She's doing quite well.
I don't want to patronise her by being like, oh, she's quite up and coming. But, no, that was amazing. So, yeah, they're the other things I've actually watched, other than Love Island.
Right, are you ready?
I am ready. I've not really... so much has happened. Maybe just start
it. I was going to say, I feel like you're going to start talking about it before I've done my intro.
Donk.
Where is Liv's Love Island Minute?
So this week, I've not actually been able to watch it live, so I've been watching it every day afterwards, which I have to avoid Twitter, and there's just been so much going on. Firstly, Georgia and Sam, who... I don't know if you've got any Love Island watchers, but I've just been... painfully frustrated at their relationship and just thinking they should have left. Why have they not left? Still love Josh and Kaz. The new girl's coming. A bit upset that Alex didn't really go for Alexandria. I feel like he doesn't know what he wants. He's going to have to go, I think, unfortunately. I do really like him, but
the internet doesn't like him. Sorry to interrupt.
I want to like him, but, you know, new girl, I feel like I'd quite like... I'm sad about Jack and Laura as well. I feel like Laura, I'd like her to go with Cool Paul in an ideal world, but I feel like I don't know what's going to happen. That's what's going to go on tonight. Oh, the other new girl, what's her name? I can't think of her name. You
don't look at me.
Anything. I feel like Jack will probably go for Laura, and I feel like that's where I wanted Alex to go, but I'm just worried about the time. Got 1 second left. I could go on.
How are Jack and Danny?
Jack and Danny are great. They did a supermarket shop yesterday, which was a delight. I loved watching them go. They cooked dinner for everyone. And
what did they cook?
Chicken Peters.
I feel like that's a real Jack and Danny thing. Yeah, to cook. Yeah.
I know they're like
not a bad thing. I love.
No, they're like an old married couple. Yeah. And I just
Didn't Danny tell the couple that didn't leave that she should have left?
Yeah, Danny.
See,
is
all
like,
this from Twitter.
Yeah, she's got so many pearls of wisdom. Do you know what? She's probably the only people that when she comes out and does all the club night rounds, I'm going to follow her to different clubs. I think and try and meet her.
I actually think I would come with you.
I would like to go to some nightclubs. No one calls them that anymore.
No, nobody calls them that.
One of these nightclubs.
I don't think you'd know what to do.
Or call it either.
Yeah, we'll go to the discotheque. Well, that's your Love Island Minute, and my sister-in-law actually fast-forwards through your Love Island Minute. She texted me today and told me, she's like, I'm just not into it.
Wow. Well,
I don't know why I said that, but if anybody else is listening and thinks Love Island's really not for me, feel free to fast forward, because one of my family members is.
I mean, if some people also want to fast forward to everything Charlotte says too, that's fine. I won't be offended.
Shall we move on to shopping?
Yes.
Each week when I come to write my shopping list to tell you what I've bought, I'm like, oh, I've not really bought anything this week. And each week
you managed to whip up some.
Yeah. So the first thing that I bought is a beaded bag from Topshop. Ooh. And I've looked at this bag. It's kind of like the ones you used to have on your little. I can't really explain it, but it's like colourful kind of plastic beads that look a bit glass-like. And it's, I think it's yellow, blue and pink.
I know exactly the thing.
You know the bag. And I've seen it twice and I was like, don't need another bag, don't need another bag. And then the third time I saw it was on somebody in Lincoln and I just got pangs of jealousy and was like, I need that bag. And then I went on and it was £12 in the sale.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, the crowd are cheering. And it arrived this morning and it was every bit as magical as I thought it was going to be. And then the other thing, I say this every week, I buy things and I hope they don't fit. They're always staying. Went on to Monkey. They've got their autumn winter collection, and I bought a jumpsuit and a striped dress.
Oh, Monkey bought some great things.
Really nice things, because this weather just keeps on being hot.
I know. I feel like every week I go through, I'm like, no, I don't need any more summer things. Like, I feel like the UK weather has turned into holiday weather.
Like six weeks to 8 weeks left of this if it carries on. So one of the things I bought was a blue and white stripy. It's almost like between midi and maxi.
I love it.
Just buttoned down all the way.
Getting
a breeze, yeah. It's really lovely. And I said you could be pregnant in it and you could breastfeed in it as well. So it's really versatile. And not that I'm planning on those things, but I do get asked these questions a lot. And the other thing I bought, I tried to have it on this morning, but actually I got really hot and flustered because it's too heavy a fabric. It's just black and it's a really light denim, but it's a jumpsuit with pockets, again, like button down the front, but it's too thick. It's the autumn winter collection.
There's a reason for
yeah
that.
I had to take it off. I'm changing like 3 times a day at the moment.
Well, I've seen that on your stories. I'm like, well, she's getting through them clothes.
Well, because I like get up and then I get dressed and like it's too hot
is
for
it
that.
Like being on holiday where you have your like your day outfit, your like caftan with a bikini, and then in the evening I'll put something a bit special on?
Well, the hot tub's like, you know, that. So I'm getting dressed in the morning and then I'm too hot, so I put something cooler on, and then I go in the hot tub and I don't really want to put on the same thing that I wore earlier because I could probably hang it up and wear
it
again.
I mean, this can't be economical. It can't be good for your washing.
I'm not washing.
Okay,
I'm washing every time. That's why I'm like, oh, don't want to wear it for more than 4 hours because I can hang this up and get another wear out of it.
You're pure filth.
Yeah, maybe I just need to stop spending so much time by myself.
Or in the hot tub.
Yeah, or in the hot tub. But that's what I've been buying. What about you?
I have, well, I'm going to talk about these trainers that I've got on because I feel like they alarmed you a little bit when you saw.
Yeah, they did. I did not hide that well at all.
You were like, oh, wow, what's on your feet?
It wasn't what I was expecting.
I've just got some white Reebok classics and I really wanted some cool,
seeing what the crowd thinks.
I mean, Scandi girl. This is my, expectation and reality is always slightly different for me, but.
I just haven't seen any of those literally since
so
the 90s.
Comfy. I remember why I wore them in PE now because they're like, it's having cushions in your feet.
You're not a bit warm.
Roasting.
But you look chic.
But well, I don't know, I feel a bit like Lily Allen.
How much are they these days?
I can't remember. I feel like they're, I don't know, like normal trainer price.
I'm just like, because I feel like the last time I saw them was like in the 90s.
I did like the really clumpy kind of Spice Girls trainers, but I thought I'm not cool enough for those.
Oh, were you going to go for like.
Like
what?
The real, like the, is it the filler?
All right, Nan. I think if you can't see, you shouldn't be
wearing
them.
Well, yeah, you get this. I've got some trainers, and I also bought a book for holiday, which I completely devoured.
Oh, how many books did you get through?
One and a bit.
I was right. I called it.
One of them. I mean, I was there for 2 full days, so I felt
like that's
fair.
I told you to take some books out, your case. Did you take 4 in the end?
No, I took 3.
Okay, fine. You took one away. That's
yeah,
fine.
I took one away, which was, I just thought, I can't get through that. But I bought this book called This Is Going to Hurt by Adam Kay.
Oh yes, you mentioned it. So how was it? Was it good?
Absolutely amazing. Like, it was the easiest book to like pick up and put down. And it was, basically, it's a book written by a junior doctor. Ah, are you? It's so. Have you started it?
Yeah, and it's so easy to go through.
Oh, I just. Inhale
why is
it
so easy to read?
Because it's just
compelling.
Really just it's his brain downloaded just after a shift, and it's each one is just quite funny and just. So you go through it really.
It's
oh, okay.
And you can like pick it up and put it down because the diary entries are quite short and concise.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, so because I just said to Instagram stories like I'm really struggling to read at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
just.
This is, sorry to interrupt, but this
fine.
Is why it's so good, because it's not like a story, like, you have to get, they're not beefy chapters, they're just like...
We need to stop using the word
beefy.
Briefing.
It's just like a small paragraph, if you want to just read that, and you can put it down, pick it up again, and there's some really emotional stories. He's so funny as well, like it's real, like the few times where I just went, like had a real giggle to myself,
oh,
which very rarely
it.
Happens, but I know he does TV and like comedy writing now, so I was like, oh, it all makes sense, but just so well written, and I'd read it and I thought, oh, I want to be like, I want to do more, but then I was like, oh, I want to write funny things, but then I was just
I want to write funny things.
I came away and I was like, I want to be a doctor, and I was like, well, just live like one thing at a time, do your live podcast first.
And what was the other half of the book that you read?
Tara Moore.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, that one, but I needed to finish it, so I'm getting there.
The other reason why I thought, am I not reading as much at the moment, is because every book I've got is like a self-development book.
I feel that that's the problem, like, I took two more self.
And it's like, I can't grow as a person today.
No, I'm not growing. It's quite heavy going as well.
Yeah,
reading
there's
lots
quite
of, like,
a lot of theories.
Self-help books. I've got a couple at home, and the other two were ones I bought on holiday, and I was just like, you have to be in a real mood.
Mm.
And I just wanted something that I could switch off to, I mean, and just get really into quickly and not have to read like 10 pages to then feel like I could take over the world. Whereas I read about a junior doctor and I was like, God, I need to sort my life out.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to get, what, can I borrow it?
Yeah, it really makes you realise how, like, so much more about the NHS and, like, how lucky we are. I know I've mentioned it before, but
yeah, we can carry on, we can say
episode. I feel like every episode I need a bit about the NHS, but it was just so amazing and it just makes you realise how hard people work and how very lucky we are.
Right, I'm going to give that a read. I will borrow that off you.
You will indeed. So I need to blow my nose quickly. And then we give it. Oh,
and that's the end of shopping.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
But this week's topic is all about self care and relaxation,
which is very appropriate because we are at the home of it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a back room, which is for customers, it makes it sound. I keep saying really, really inappropriate things, but there's a room that's not part of the main shop and you can just go and there's a big sink and there's a chair. I feel like I could really get stuck into relaxing.
It is heavenly. And it's really, really got me in the mood for a bit of relaxation. But I feel like this is it's a nice topic today because I feel like sometimes when you have all these big, in-depth topics, sometimes it's nice to strip things back and actually talk about things that people can just do when they get home. Or the things that we look forward to actually unwind, because life is stressful.
Life is, and I have a business coach, and she's amazing. And every now and again, she's like, "What are you doing for you?" And I'm like, literally silence. I mean, I know we've got the hot tub. I keep talking about the hot tub, but literally, that was what's been great about it is because it forces me to relax. And yeah. I'm sure lots of us, you know, we always could be doing something. Not better, but there's always something to be doing. I did see a book recently called The Art of Doing Nothing,
yep.
And how we've kind of lost that because, you know, you can always answer emails or go on Instagram, and then there's all the adulting and the housework, and you can just, unless you ring fence that time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a lot of time. I think that's the thing.
I feel like people feel like it's such a self-indulgent thing sometimes. You think, oh, no, I've got too many other things I need to be doing. I can't just sit down and take some time for myself. Whereas actually, it's those little things that you have, and it's all relative. I think sometimes people think, oh, no, like, I don't know, like, that everything is always relative to you. Like, you always deserve time to just run a bath or whatever it is you do. So what do you do?
Well, I haven't been doing a lot. I think being the mum of a small child, like, there is always something to do. Like, the chaos that small person creates in a day, I'm like, are you joking? Like, I just feel like I'm constantly cleaning.
I can imagine you saying that to Julie. Are you joking?
I know, sometimes she, like, when she, to signify that she's finished her dinner, if we, she doesn't do it a lot, this makes her sound, not like a bad baby, but just like, she just picks up her food and just drops it on the floor. And I'm like, oh, cool, so you've finished with dinner then. Like, you could just kind of, like, let me know with a
she's
noise.
She's got it from somewhere, Charlotte.
But she just, like, drops her food on the floor, and it's like, I've swept that floor 3 times today. So sometimes, yeah, I am always like, there is something else that I could be doing, but I've really started to just even taking like 10 minutes in the evening just to like take my makeup off and then just like lay on the bed and do nothing.
I feel like that was like the real, such a ritual for me now. Like, in the evenings. Sometimes I think when you get home, like when you get home, the first thing I do when I get home, if I've been out for meetings all day, just take my makeup off. So I don't leave it to a point in the day where I'm so knackered that I'm just going to be like, I haven't got time for this. Seriously, like, the later it gets, the more I'm
just like, last night I slept in makeup. Dietland's fault.
That's the thing. Like, it gets to a point in the evening where you're like, oh, I can't be bothered. I'll just quickly swipe anything over my face. Whereas I think if you make it like a 10-minute ritual, that's when it becomes like a really special thing.
And I think ritual's the really important word. Like, that's what it is, and just really creating... Yeah, I'm trying to think of my ritual. Fresh, actually, is one of the reasons that I've actually started. So I always do a hot cloth cleanse, then I do a toner with a bit of acid, and then in the winter I use oil, don't use it in the summer because my skin doesn't need it, and then I need a moisturiser. But in the morning now, I keep doing face masks.
Ooh.
Because they have their 5-minute face masks. I was chatting to somebody, I'm going to point to you in the white dress. What was your name?
Verity.
We were chatting about masks, and I am obsessed with this... Let me try again. I'm obsessed with the Lotus Youth Preserve Rescue Mask, and it's got seaweed, and they call it their Radiance Facial, because I kind of feel like the sun is hammering down on my skin at the moment, and I am using an SPF, but I could be better.
And I feel like there's always a myth that doing face masks and doing these things takes so much time.
Yeah, they do not.
And you can literally do it, like I've done them in the morning where I've got up and I've just literally 5 minutes earlier, and just while I'm kind of making myself breakfast or a cup of tea, I'll literally be pop a face mask on and then wash it off, do my skincare. And that was another thing actually I wanted to talk about, is like finding your skincare routine as well, because I do think that's another quite an overwhelming thing. And I think I spoke to one of my friends recently, she was like, but how do you know what to use on your face? Like, you know, you might go into a shop and think, wow, there's all these products, but I don't actually know where to start. And I think, you know, it's picking out something that you feel like you need, like a great cleanser or a great like toner, just looking at the things that your skin needs. So I feel like a cleanser and a moisturiser are the two things that I just don't drop.
I didn't realise as well that your skin needs different things at different times of the year. Yeah. Up until like last year in the winter, I was like, why does my skin look like an old leather boot? And it was because I needed the oil, I needed the moisture. And then, so I was just kind of using the same thing all year round. And then I was like, obviously I don't need the same things in summer as I need in winter. Like, that's crazy.
I think it could be quite overwhelming because there are so many resources online about all these products you need. I think sometimes actually stripping it back and being like, well, maybe you should start with like a great, like, just a simple face mask. I mean, even until like last year, I didn't realize that you could get face masks in just nice pots. I always thought it'd be the ones that you'd use at sleepovers when you're about 30.
Oh my god, yes, yes!
Like the ones in the bright packets.
And they had like loads of vegetables on on the packet.
I was like, that's a face mask. And I didn't realise you could just buy a nice one and then use it again and again and again and again. And I was like,
I've literally just been taken back to a sleepover. But
was it the face mask situation?
Yeah, then? I think it was the face. And then they used to kind of burn a bit as well, and you'd be like, oh, it's okay. And then you had to wait for them to go like hard and crispy.
And then you do like acrylic nails. It's really tasteful.
Oh, those packets. But yeah, I think a skincare wardrobe, I like to call it.
Yeah, I feel like starting with that, and I'm actually going to talk about a couple of my favourite fresh products because they're sitting in front of me and I couldn't not, because they are just so, so amazing.
Well, hopefully you can pronounce yours better than, like, I use this all the time, I just... never really kind of paid any attention to what it was called.
I mean, the first one, I mentioned it endlessly, and it's the Soy Face Cleanser, and this, I call this, without being too cheesy, the Breton Stripe t-shirt of my skincare wardrobe.
Oh, what? I like it.
Well, I mean, that sounded really pretentious, didn't it? But it's just one of those products that I go back to again and again and again, and I feel like it's just the cleanser just that goes with everything, and anyone's skin, and it just gets your makeup off, it's not fussy. And it smells amazing. It's like cucumber water. It just has a really nice, refreshing smell. And I use it all the time. I feel like I should put it in shopping because I go through that stuff like that. But I feel like a great cleanser and a good moisturiser. And the moisturiser that I also love from Fresh is the Deep Hydration Rose Face Cream. And again, that is just, I use it every single morning. So I use, basically, I cleanse in the morning and then I use a moisturiser in the morning and that's it. And in the evening, I might do a mask, cleanse, or cleanse, mask, and then tone and face cream.
Yeah, the evening's where I kind of go to town. I like their Vitamin Nectar, which has got a lot of vitamin fruit in it, and I just
that
feel
smells like jam.
Yeah, it's really I just kind of like how a lot of face creams and things smell, and I'm like but it, yeah, it really does really work with my skin. And that's the things that work for me are not going to work for you, and vice versa. But the one thing in the summer, I don't take any baths in the summer. Do you still, are you still taking baths?
I still do, but it has to be in like either early or late. Like, it's, I don't know, it sounds really weird.
Tell people about your bath.
So what I
Liv talks about them extensively.
Oh, I just, there's nothing to relax me like a good bath. And what I love to do is have a really hot bath, then open the window, and then you get that cold air. Do you, I mean, is that a bit of a, it's not niche, is it?
Everyone's nodding. I've never heard of it.
But it's just like you'll sit in the bath, and you might be, it's like almost being in a sauna, and then you open, you get a bit of that cold air, and I feel like it's just such a nice spa kind of experience. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, that sounds really like overly
I think
fancy, but
my
just hot, cold air and a hot bath.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be getting in the bath till September, at least.
I mean, what other things do you do that help you look after yourself and switch off and wind down?
I do feel like it is another thing that I'm trying to prioritise at the moment. So we've started trying to leave our phones outside the bedrooms. The
work?
Bedrooms, we don't have plural bedrooms.
So of course I have my spa bath, and then I open the window, and then Charlotte goes into one of her bedrooms.
I have so many, and that really helps.
Do you find it quite hard to actually leave outside? Because they're the things
hear
about.
Absolutely.
And I'm always like...
But it has to be downstairs. It can't be like I could just pop to the bathroom and then just pick up my phone. It has to be on a separate floor.
Yeah.
Because emails, and I check my emails all the time. Like, I don't, what am I going to do at 3 a.m?
I turn off all notifications, and that really helps you relax, because then you actually start realizing that nothing that important is going to happen when you're not seeing it.
Yeah, no, they like, so that didn't work for me. My phone has to be out the bedroom. So that's, we're so lucky that we don't have an alarm, so we can actually wake up naturally, but I know that that's quite a luxury for that not a lot of people. And then reading, I'm really trying to get into, but again, I think that's all connected to my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just quite addicted to like the notifications and the kind of interaction with people, so I really need to work on that. But one thing, after going on that nature retreat, sounds a little bit hippie, but I really like just sitting and like listening to nature.
Oh,
I'm literally Bill Oddie. I'm just listening to the birds, but actually just like concentrating again on something like that, or concentrating on breathing, because like I do get quite anxious sometimes, or overwhelmed.
Yeah,
you know, relaxing. We've talked a lot about products and beauty, but mine's in for four, out for four, and just like lay down and
breathing
do that.
Exercises are magic.
They're
like,
so good.
I didn't realise that. There's a really weird thing that I remember when I was a lot younger, and I felt like, I don't know where I read it, but I used to be really anxious and really suffer with panic attacks, and I remember reading this quote. I think it was Lindsay Lohan, and and I think she said, like, on her wrist she has breathe tattooed, just to remember. And I was like, at the time I was like, oh, that's interesting. And now I'm like, oh, like, if you got a good breathing technique,
well, they do say that you can meditate anywhere. Like, that's
the thing, and I feel like if you can master that, I've got that app which I mentioned before called Happy Not Perfect, and it's got like a breathing exercise app on it. So if you've had a really stressful day, you can write down like all the things that have been stressing you out, and then burn the bit of paper.
Oh, I did that last week. I love burning things within context, but I think that like letting go of stuff's really important.
I think talking about, if you've had a stressful day, sometimes actually just talking to someone, whether that's like on an Instagram caption, and then like you said before, like talking to other people, or actually just letting it out. And I feel like people forget that everything is relative. Like, sometimes people's problems feel really trivial, and they're like, oh no, I won't bother anyone else with that problem. But actually, I think you're really great at it. I always kind of talk to you, and I feel like you're such a good pair of ears for that. Because
always here.
That's the thing, and it, like, just talk to someone you really trust, because it's no one's ever going to be like, all right. Like, it just makes you feel like that's a load off as well, and then you can enjoy a bath with the windows open.
I think brain dumping, as I like to call it, is there's a theme. But I know, I think brain dumping's really good as well. So like, if you're like constantly, your mind is just whirring before you go to sleep, like a lot of things is just gaining perspective.
Yeah.
You know, life's overwhelming, life's quite fast paced, so physically taking time, but then mentally just trying to like download everything and just kind of,
I've got a notebook next to my bed, and I write down everything as it comes to mind, so I don't have to look at my phone or quickly put on notes. I'm just like, write things down, and then I look back at it the next day, and I'm like, that's really not important.
Yeah, but at the time, it
at the
probably
time,
really
if,
was.
Last thing at night, everything's important.
And I think we're still painting the house. I could happily relax in your bedroom, but I just inserted a bedside table 2 days ago and made it like really cute, and had like trinket tray, like I don't need the trinket trays. I just keep filling them up with things, so it validates
those
them.
Little corners that really like make you like a little sanctuary.
So I look at it and I'm like, that makes me feel calm.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of pictures as well that I like to look at, and I'm like, it's all right.
So yeah, going for a walk as well.
Always going for a walk. Actually, I have a list of what I do when I'm feeling really quite rubbish. So I kind of have a checklist to kind of become human again. The first thing, shower, which sounds ridiculous, but as a freelancer, it's really easy not to shower. Maybe that's just me. But showering and getting dressed. Next on the list is go for a
always
walk.
Always get dressed.
Or, yeah, because...
Always get dressed.
Or get dressed three times a day, if
put
you
your
mean.
Makeup on. Do your, or three times. Do your makeup and get dressed, because I used to not do that until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then sometimes you think, what's the point?
And then that's the thing. I do it, I'm like, I'm wasting a day, and then I feel rubbish and take it all off again.
Yeah, definitely. So go for a walk, leave the house, change of scenery. And it's really hard when you're feeling a bit rubbish to reach out to somebody, but I mentioned to you last week that I actually did it and it made me feel so much better. I've also put eat well-ish in brackets. My thing that I like to do is add frozen peas to everything if I feel like I'm not getting enough vegetables. Just keep adding any kind of frozen veg to everything.
Always have frozen veg. I have sweet potato fries and that makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah.
If I just want to swap out some chips.
And then I said balance it with ice cream. And also get off the internet and write a list of great things you've done, which I think we've said before when we were kind of writing our bios of how great we are, but just have it stored somewhere so you know when you need to relax and you're like, everything's all right and I'm great and I've done all these things.
Yeah, have a life CV.
Have you got anything that you kind of like to do when you're in that mood?
I feel like you've covered so many of the things I do like to. I like to cook, even if it's really badly. I think just going into the kitchen, I put the radio on, just something that makes you feel connected. Sometimes I feel like if I'm home alone, I like to have the TV on or the radio on. I like to feel like I'm with people. If I'm not, I just have the radio on. Go through a cookbook, and I feel like the end result is quite rewarding.
And I think it switches your brain off. You've kind of got an autopilot.
And then you're occupied as well.
Yeah.
You're not just sitting there thinking, what am I doing? Like, I'm unproductive. Whereas you've got a meal at the end and you feel quite good about that. And you're like, oh, I've accomplished something.
Yeah.
So I think that feels really good. Putting on fresh pyjamas.
Putting a wash on in general.
Stripping your bed. Strip your bed.
I'm not sure these are going to appeal to everybody.
I feel like they're going to start scraping the barrel here, but I feel like they're the main things.
So what does anybody else do to relax? Has anybody got anything we've not mentioned?
Run.
Yeah. Exercise. I knew that was going to come up. Exercise is a really good way to relax, and again, it's physically releasing. I know I keep going on about chemicals, but oxytocin, which is what we all
and
need.
And endorphins.
To feel good. Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Well, they're all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot about sport and or exercise.
Exercise, and I really want to get into a routine. I've actually just ordered a trampoline, so I will keep you all updated on how that works out.
Is it one of the small ones?
Mm-hmm. So there's exercise. The audience literally lost their minds.
It would never be like a computer. I thought you said, I've ordered some trainers.
No, I've ordered a trampoline. So, Busy Phillips, who is Michelle Williams' best friend,
yeah.
You follow her. So she does that workout called LEK Fit in LA.
Ooh.
And she does it nearly every day, and she's dripping with sweat. And I don't know, it just kind of looks really fun, and they do dance on the trampoline, and you can do a subscription. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So
okay, I'm going to order a trampoline now.
I think
put a trampoline when you're not using it?
Well, I've got a lovely garden, put it into my hot tub.
Right. She's laughing at
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think where I would have put it in my old flat. I would have struggled, actually, with the trampoline.
I feel like a London house is going to struggle with a trampoline. Joe will be like, what the hell?
Maybe you could get a trampoline with foldable legs.
Well,
you seem to know
your trampolines. We'll discuss this later.
Okay, but yeah, I've got a couple of questions here from the audience. One of them was, what is your desert island fresh product? And I think, actually, mine wouldn't be what I've mentioned. Mine would be this Advanced Therapy Sugar Lip Balm. I'm a lip balm addict. I have them in every single handbag. This is my favourite ever. Lip balm.
I feel like I'm going to copy you there, because I've recently started using the Sugar Lemon, is it the hydrating lip balm? And it is the one thing that really like gets, I get really dry lips and I get really conscious of them, because I think it, like with lipstick it doesn't look great. And I literally pop that on before I go to bed, and it's so nice. And it's like a little bit glossy, it's not sticky, and it's just, oh, it's delicious.
The lip balms are sensational. Next question, what is your secret on your own treat?
On your own, in inverted commas.
Yeah. Who wrote this?
I love it. I mean, can I say what Charlotte initially said? Because we did look through these questions before we did the podcast, and Charlotte said, well, my favourite on my own treat, a private treat, is a fish finger sandwich.
Right, can I talk you through my fish finger sandwich? Firstly, it needs to be a gourmet fish finger sandwich. I had a bit of an argument with my brother the other day because he was making one and he just had bread and ketchup. And
is it
I was
a bird's
like,
eye job?
And I was like, well, the fish fingers are all, like, all but bird's eye, pretty much. Like, it has to be haddock, which is... I'm from Grimsby, which is a fishing town, so... Anyway, it has to be a decent fish finger, but it's all about, you've got to add rocket, a thin layer of cheese of, like, mature cheddar. So when the fish fingers, there are people nodding in the audience, when the fish finger hits the cheese, it, like, slightly melts with a bit of lettuce, then lemon mayonnaise and gherkins.
Would you put tartar sauce?
No, because I've got the lemon mayonnaise with the gherkin, so kind of a tartar sauce.
Interesting. That sounds like a great on your own treat.
Yeah, but then my brother was like really annoyed because he was like, "You can't do that to a fish finger sandwich." And then I rewatched Grace and Frankie. Like I just rewatch stuff I've already watched. Like that, just I know.
I do that. I feel like my favourite repeat films. I love Pretty Woman, Mamma Mia. I'm going to say anything with Hugh Grant or Julia Roberts again. Just the safe bets or Princess Diaries.
Oh. They keep saying there's Princess Diaries 3 coming out. Is this a lie?
I think it might be.
Okay.
I think you're susceptible to a little lie.
Last question, which is unrelated, but I'm going to read it out anyway. What keeps you motivated to keep making content in this competitive, oversaturated space?
I think the love of it.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's doing what you're doing. As in, like, everybody's got their unique spin on it.
I think you just have to look at what you're doing and what you enjoy and why you enjoy doing it. And I feel like it's really hard to not focus on what other people are doing. But then if you can try and block out the people that you're, like, comparing yourself to and work out why you actually started and why you enjoy doing it, that's when you actually can continue and not look at the competition or look at the other people, because I think you can, like, drown yourself looking at others. Like, it's so all-consuming.
Yeah, keep your head down.
Yeah,
and I mean,
you can mute people now, which I know isn't always the best thing.
We were talking about this. We had tea and cake before we came, because obviously, and I said what a great function the mute function is on Instagram.
And I feel like it's just a means of, like, it's not a personal thing.
It's self-preservation.
And it's just, yeah, it's like, that's what the guy in Love Actually says, isn't it? It's just a self-preservation thing.
That is another film I watch when I'm on my own.
Yeah, Love Actually. I mean, only at Christmas.
Oh, no, any time of the year.
Alright,
sorry, going off topic. So,
I feel like just trying to look after yourself, work out why you like doing it, try not to focus on other people, which is obviously so hard. I'm such a sucker for looking at what other people are doing and then completely diminishing my own achievements. I'm like, oh, but they're doing that, that's better. Whereas actually it's just thinking, well, actually I've done that cool thing, maybe they're looking at me thinking that.
It's going back to your purpose, I think, always going back to your why.
Ooh, always go back to your why.
And on that note... Thank you so much for listening. Doing a live recording in front of people is always a bit intimidating, but you were a lovely audience. I've really enjoyed talking to you all, and we won't see you next week unless you'd like to come around to my house, because Liv's coming to me. I can only get 4 to 6 people in a hot tub. It might be a ticket-based system.
But thank you to Fresh for having us and always being so wonderful and having the best products. We are totally, totally saying this from the heart, and we just feel very happy to be here with such a lovely crowd. So.
And also thank you to Pan and Ice, who did the ice cream.
Oh.
I can't describe this down the podcast. down the headphones, but basically it's an iced piece of metal, and then you pour liquid onto it, and then it turns into ice cream, and then you can roll it up into a little cup, and it tasted delicious. So thank you very much.
I'll bring those next week.
Yeah, please do, to our backyard party.
Woo! Until next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.